That gets my exciter going, because God's good, because it's his grace that makes that happen. Because, yeah, woo, because we're just messed up folks, huh? I got problems, you got problems, all God's children got problems. That's right. But his grace is the one that's sufficient to make awesome things happen, isn't it? So we're going to transition here. But before we transition here, remember today we've had a chance to let our hearts be tested during the time of the fast. And so today, remember today, if we just share information, we've missed it. We've missed it. Studies show time and time again, 9 out of 10 of us, even faced with a life-limiting illness that we know in our heads, science has the solution for. The answer, 9 out of 10 of us won't change. Think about that for a second. That's crazy. What science is now telling us, the foremost researcher of change on the earth right now is probably Dr. John Cotter. And he's studied change for years. And I love this idea of change because it speaks to me so much. It says, Doug, why is it so hard for you to change? If you really believed what you believed, how would my life be different tomorrow? Trust me, my life would be different tomorrow if I truly believed what I believe. But there's something going on in us that there's resistance to change. And after 30 years, he has concluded that the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. So that's kind of what the Lord's really been speaking to me is, Doug, what's the condition of your heart? Now that we have had a chance to seek God as we start this year, what's the condition of our heart? So with that, let's pray, and then we're going to get our good old technical things up, and we'll step back and help in just a second, but that's okay. Let's pray and just invite the Lord to do great things here. Father, we thank you so much for what you're up to in our lives, Lord, and we thank you that you can change our heart. We thank you that you are the peace speaker, you are the heart changer, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that we don't live in just a natural world, but we live in a supernatural world that the power of the Holy Spirit is the change agent, Father, in us. Oh, we love you and we bless you. And we thank you for this time we can share. Come and speak to us in Jesus' strong name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. My lovely wife and I, each year, about the last 3 or 4 years, God really put on our heart to each year in this season of the fast to step away and to have an escape, to have a chance to reflect, because we realized how little reflection we do. We tend to just go, go, and go, and go. And we fall into this clever lie that activity equals progress. Think about that for a second. We fall into this clever lie that activity, if we do enough, we will progress. Well, think of a microwave oven for a second. Think about how a microwave oven works. The way it works is you put something in there, a nice piece of meat, and it's going to shoot rays in there. It's going to shoot, and it's going to cause those water molecules to shake like crazy. It makes them shake, and from that shaking comes friction. From that friction comes heat. From that heat comes your nice warm meal. But did that little piece of meat move anywhere? No, it's still right there in the microwave oven. So what we began to think about is we wanted to escape, get away, and think about a change of pace plus a change of place equals a change of
perspective.
Yes. And so as we end this fast, what God really had on my heart was we've had a chance to change our pace, right? We've had a chance to change our place. And now let's think about the new perspective we have. And is the soil of our heart ready to receive that? Remember, if the soil of your heart isn't ready to receive, that's something good to reflect on. So in doing that, the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the well springs of life. So let's pause for a second and go back to the parable of the sower. Let's read this together. That same day, Jesus went out to the house and was sitting beside the Sea of Galilee. But such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat. Wouldn't that be neat to see? And he sat there, positioned himself as a teacher, while the whole crowd stood on the shore. He told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen carefully. A sower went out to sow seed in his field, and he sowed. Some seed fell beside the road between the fields, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And at once they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And then other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And then other seed fell on good soil and yielded grain." Now, if this doesn't get you excited, your cider's broke now. "Some 100 times as much as was sown, some 60 times as much as was sown, and some 30. And I love this. "He who has ears to hear, let him hear and heed my words." So let's look at this idea of, is our heart, is the soil of our heart ready for the seed that was deposited in you during our time of the fast? Because I know many of us got a seed. And now the challenge is, as we live that out, is the soil of our heart ready for that seed to grow? So as we start out today, let's do a little reflection. And many of you have seen this chart before, right? Especially those of you that are in the medical world, because this is what we ask every patient, every time, every single day. We do what's called a pain assessment. So what I thought we would do today is, as we begin, assess your heart right now. What's the readiness or the pain of your heart to really receive what God has given to you? What face? Just make a mental note. What face are you kind of feeling right now? And let that settle in your heart. And as we share, be thinking, don't let this year go by thinking that you can do the exact same thing and get different results. That can't happen. What'll happen is you'll do the same thing over and over. So think about, as we talk today, how did I assess my heart right now, and what am I going to choose to do as I leave today to take action to really make sure the soil of my heart is ready for what God is going to put in there? So, did you maybe think that today I've got kind of a hardened heart, Doug? Now, I love it when Pastor Jeff asks me to speak, because God always says, "Doug, you're preaching to you. You're teaching to you." Yeah, so the message I'm sharing with you guys today is what God has been speaking to me. Yeah. So God said, "Doug, is your heart hardened?" And if your heart is, when pride comes boiling up with an arrogant attitude of self-importance, then come dishonor and shame. But with the humble, the teachable, who have been chiseled by trial, and who have learned to walk humbly with God, there is wisdom and soundness of mind. Really ask yourself, if we really believed what we profess to believe, you know, this is absolute truth. This is God's awesome word, God's love letter to us. If our heart is feeling hardened, is that pride there? Is pride causing the soil of our hearts not to be ready to receive what God has? Does your heart feel like it's a profane heart? A profane heart. Good sense and discretion make a man slow to anger, and it is his honor and glory to overlook a transgression or an offense without seeking revenge and honoring resentment. Does your heart feel profane? One of the things that I have found so fast, the best teaching we had here was when we went through the book, The Bait of Satan. That has sealed in my heart so much because John Bevere constantly challenges us not to take the bait. And that made me so sensitive to offense. Because I have found out that when I take that bait and when I take offense at something, my heart becomes profane. There's nothing good in there. It gets really hard. And I find that my heart's not ready to receive what God has for me. Does our heart feel profane? And if it does, be thinking, Father, is there offense that I have received? Did I take the bait? And is that making my heart feel profane? The shallow heart. Does our heart today feel shallow? He who willfully separates himself from God and man seeks his own desires. He quarrels against all sound wisdom. I see this happening every day, even at work, as I share with folks. They constantly ask me, Doug, why are you so happy? Where does that come from? Where does your joy come from? How have you worked in healthcare for 31 years and you've decided not to give up but stay in the fight? I say, well, number one, it's because I've kept my heart right. I've kept my heart right. I try to keep the care in healthcare. Because I still care, I still serve. Yeah. One of the things that Christians, even a lot of my friends have told me lately, I've been so upset with the church, I just don't need the church. I'm like, really? You don't need the church? Okay. You're showing me kind of your heart now. Because what's happening is people are accepting this clever lie that they can separate themselves from the church, which is a step to separating yourselves from God. And this clever lie gives them a very shallow heart. So refuse to believe that lie. Refuse to believe that lie that that we can separate ourselves from God and still maintain a heart that is fruitful and ready to receive from Him. So, is our heart today feeling shallow? And if it is, really reflect and challenge yourself. Have I been separating myself from God in any way? The fruitful heart. The fruitful heart is a heart that is ready to receive. The reward of humility, that is having a realistic view of one's importance and the reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord, is riches, honor, and life. Oh, didn't that just breathe life into this room and into our heart? I just got a little heart goosebump. Riches, honor, and life. The reward of humility. Humility. I love that word because to me that word is so strong. That word means great power under great control. That I choose not to take the fence. I choose not to take offense because I stay in a very humble, mindset. Beth and I lately have been each night taking a walk. And we are hand in hand, and I've been enjoying asking Beth, would you please assess me? And what that means to us, it's just a fun way, because I love to know the one person on this earth that knows me the most, other than God in heaven, is Beth Sloan, because she's been with me now for 31 years, and she knows me better than anything. And I found out that as I humble myself and listen to what Beth has to say, she is exactly right. And as I receive that, my life is better. Number one, happy wife, happy life. And number two, she always has my best in mind. Yeah, humility is so huge. Having a fruitful heart. So if you're looking for a fruitful heart, be thinking about the power of being a humble servant. Consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking nothing. One of the things that has really softened my heart the last year has been suffering. I don't believe I've ever suffered this much in my physical life that I have in the past year. And I've suffered in many ways. But one thing I found is, as I've asked God, God, why is this suffering there? And as I pray and ask God to take it away, I pray and pray. And now, about a year into this suffering and these trials, God is beginning to show me that this is not the end of the story. This is not the end of the story. And my suffering is allowing me to know God in such a deeper way that on this earth, even though I might not see the end of the story, as I press into Him and profess and claim the promises He has for me, I draw closer to Him and my heart stays soft and pliable and ready. So as I age and as things happen to me that I don't understand, and I'm not sure if God will ever take it away while I'm on this earth, but what I'm finding is that suffering is keeping me in a place, that trial is keeping me in a place that I wouldn't be when it didn't happen. So I would challenge us that suffering many times produces for us and keeps our heart ready to receive the things that God has for us. Now, I don't pretend to understand this at all. All I know is I serve a supernatural God who His ways are way higher than mine. And I challenge myself each day when I wake up, if I truly believe what I believe, how would my life be different right now? And God's word says, what's happening in me, His perfect work that's happening in me, is exactly how He wants. And it keeps my heart in a place ready to receive from Him anytime He wants to drop something else in. A man who is held in honor, yet who lacks spiritual understanding and a teachable spirit, is like the beasts that perish. A teachable spirit. Think about this, a teachable spirit. Do we have a teachable spirit? It's this idea of John Maxwell, my good friend. I've had a chance to hang out with him. And as you might know, he's written more books on leadership than they just found out anybody who's ever walked the earth. And so I really love to hang out with people who think big, who think big. And so he got a PhD in counseling and found out he was no good at it. He shared this with us once. He said the problem is he learned after years of counseling, people don't want to be fixed. So he just quit. He said, I'm no good at counseling because people would come in, they would tell me their problems. I would say, well, try this, and nobody would try it. And they'd come back and come back and come back. And all they wanted to do was just tell him their problems. And he said, I'm no good at it. So he went a different route. But I like to ask myself, when Beth and I are walking, and when I'm asking somebody, when I'm asking a friend, how do you think I'm doing? Assess me. Give me some feedback here. Do I even have the teachable spirit to be able to even receive that? So that when the feedback comes, I can receive and I can have a chance to even change. Do I have a teachable spirit? So think about that today, that if you're looking for a heart that's ready, if you looking for something to cause your heart ready to receive, ask yourself that question. Do I have a teachable spirit? So huge. I really like this picture here. I like this picture because it's kind of what I see in my spirit, to where I'm like, Doug, that's you. And you're looking out, and the fruitfulness. Look at the fruitfulness of the left and the right. But down the middle, there's some seed that's kind of just kind of starting to sprout. But the fruit is always on the left and the right. What is the condition of my heart today to receive that which God has for us? Because out of our heart comes the wellspring of life. So be thinking today as we, you know, end this fast, take time to reflect on the things that God has really shown you. Take time to reflect, okay, what is the soil of my heart? What is my heart right now? We know our hearts better than anybody else because we are us, right? Take a chance to be honest with you. When you did that assessment, you said, what face, when you think about your heart right now, what smiley face do you get? Do you get kind of the ooh or the you know? What's the pain level of your heart? And really take a chance, take some time to reflect on that and to pray and say, Lord, I don't want this year to be the same. I don't want to just have spent 21 days pressing into you and then the rest of the year just doing the same thing with the same old heart. Think about what it could be like if you spent 21 days pressing in to God and said, I'm going to spend the rest of this with a heart that's open and ready to receive that which God is ready to deposit in there. Think of the fruit that could come from that. A year from now, you will not be the same person, guaranteed. Guaranteed. So I love this season of the year because it's a year of fresh starts. The old has gone away. 2017 lies before us. We've come into it getting our hearts right. But don't forget, it's up to us to choose to change, right? Change is hard, y'all. Change is really hard. But we serve a God that is not just of this natural world, thank you, Jesus, but supernatural. He can do something that only He can do. He can come in us and create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew that steadfast spirit within us every day. So let's pray and let's just ask God to seal this word in our heart. Heavenly Father, Father, we pray that your word to us just goes deep. Father, we pray that your word, that seed, your word is that seed. Father, we pray that as your seed is thrown into our hearts, that it goes in to good soil. Father, soil that has been tilled by humility. Father, soil that has been tilled by suffering and trials. Lord, soil that has been tilled by a teachable spirit. Lord, I thank you that those things keep our hearts pliable and ready and keep the soil of our heart fruitful and ready to produce 30, 60, 100-fold return. God, that's just awesome. Lord, that just shows the incredible supernatural power that is available to us in Jesus Christ as we press into you. So, Father, I realize there may be some here today that say, Doug, what you're saying is good, but I don't know what in the world you're talking about because I don't even know this Jesus that you're saying that's made you so happy and this Jesus that keeps your heart fresh and clean and pliable and pure. So if that's you today, I just want to pause for a second and give you a chance to accept and to ask my best friend Jesus into your life. Because we never want to close a service here without giving you the opportunity to receive Jesus. Because if that happens today, trust me, this is your best day. This would be your birthday into the kingdom of God. So if that's you right now and you feel a tug on your heart and you feel like this year, 2017, I do not want it to be the same as 2016. I want 2017 to be my best year yet. And I want it to be my best year yet because I've done something different. And this year, I'm going to give Jesus a chance. So if that's you, just pray this simple prayer with me. And trust me, your life will never be the same. Just simply say, Lord, it's 2017, and I'm ready for a change. 2016 is gone. I have made mistakes. I realize I have sinned, and I realize that I'm living this life without you. Father, Jesus, in 2017, I want you in my life. So I just ask you right now to come into my life and change me and make me whole, doing me what nobody else can do. Father, I surrender. I give my life to you, and I'm going to give it my best shot in 2017 to live for you. I thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Love you guys. Thanks so much for the opportunity to serve and be with the wonderful New Song family. And let's enjoy as we have a wonderful breaking of the fast together.
Amen.
Bless you, Pastor Jeff.
Brother Doug, Yay. Pastor Doug, a good hand.
Thank you, guys.
Pastor Doug is one of our...